This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, March 5th. Well, cattle markets yesterday generally lower. Live cattle started out slightly higher, but then they reversed down. Feeders never really saw much positive price action early in the day, but they just were under slight pressure throughout most of the day. So a lower day, bear spreads were well intact as well. So it looks like markets kind of struggling here at this recent rally, seems to be running out of gas. The cash trade last week was relatively quiet, pretty stable, and we didn't see a lot of follow through from that yesterday. The box beef values were mixed yesterday. Choice up 102 at 306, select down 57 cents at 295. The spread picked up $1.59. We're sitting at 11.13. Movement was 77 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, a pretty light 116,000 head. So that was down 6,000 from a week ago and down 8,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash auctions on Friday. I know yesterday I was saying that Thursday's values included the direct sales. That is not correct. It was the Friday sales include the direct sales. And so this number from Friday is 12,622 head. Average price, $243.77. That's down almost $5 from the previous day's average. And it did drag the seven-day average down 62 cents. We're sitting at 246.31. Front month March futures are at 251. So the cash is starting to slip a little bit while the board was down just over a dollar yesterday, but we're still well above where the cash is trading. So let's do a quick summary of last week's numbers. The Fed trade around 183 was unchanged on the previous week, but still up 18 from a year ago. Dress trade at 290 was down 1 on the week, up 26 over last year. Dressed weights, 831 pounds. That was unchanged on the week and up 9 over a year ago. Steer prices at $278. That was up 2 on the week and up 74 over a year ago. Rib prices at 459, up 1 on the week, down 8 from last year. The round at 262 was up 10 on the week, up 35 over last year. The chuck at 260, up 1 on the week and up 33 over last year. 50% trimmings at 102, up 6 on the week, down 21 from last year. 90% trimmings at 312, up 2 on the week, up 49 over last year. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 5.3% below a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 14.4%. Dress weights are up 1.2%. So beef production is down 4.2%, just to kind of give a snapshot of where we are. So we are looking at slaughter rates that have been slowing down. We see the packers, you know, their margins are pretty tight, so they have slowed down the slaughter rate, and that's starting to ramp up the dressed weights. We're coming out of that stress from the January storms, so the weights are starting to come back on, and with the slow slaughter, we're going to see those weights probably start to creep higher yet. So that could keep pressure on the market if the packers just aren't willing to pay up and they're slowing down the slaughter pace, then that means you're putting more weight on those cattle that are still in the feedlot. The feedlots are not willing to take lower prices, at least at this point, so it's kind of an impasse there. But feedlots have done a very good job over the last year of staying current in the market. They could find themselves in a corner here fairly quickly with the slow marketings and the weight gains and coming into better weather. All of those things will contribute to higher slaughter weights very quickly. So we'll see where this goes, but it does appear that that upward momentum is kind of waning. If we get some follow through to the downside, my guess is that I think the sellers will be a little more emboldened to try to lean on this market yet a little bit more. So we'll see how today shakes out. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.